Ken Watmore, your host of Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. Show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. In my fortress, I will trust in the Lord. Hey, it's Ken Watmore with the Featured Artist Profile here on 1615.tv. And for our guest today, we have Laura Landon. Laura, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Well, we're going to listen to your CD, Beloved or Beloved. How do you say it?
I say Beloved, yeah.
I certainly hear it both ways, but we'll listen to that in just a little bit. But I wanted to have a little time to talk about you and who you are, where you came from, and how the CD came about. So let's start off with that. Why don't you tell me about Laura Landon?
Okay, I would love to. I grew up in Riverside, California. It's in Southern California. And ever since I was little, I had been playing the piano and singing ever since I was six. And I never really thought that I wanted to grow up and do it as a profession. I never really thought about that. But as I was getting older and getting into plays and musicals and stuff, I realized that that's really what I wanted to do. And then I started writing my own music because I really admired singer-songwriters like Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan and Tracy Chapman. So in my teens, I started just trying to copy the artists that I admired so much. And God kept opening one door after another. It seemed like every time I would take one step in the direction of music and writing and playing and singing, all these doors would open. And I was pretty shy. Like, when I was little, I was extremely shy. So it's kind of strange for me to be in the front and center now, but it seems like every time I go toward that, God just opens doors for me to share my music. So at 19, I moved to Nashville to go to Belmont University and do music business. Mm-hmm. And after a year, I ended up stopped going to school and just worked on music full time because I started meeting all these people and producers and writing more. So, when I stopped going to Belmont is when I began writing my record and recording with the producers that ended up producing it.
Oh, cool. So you said you were shy?
Oh, yeah. I was really shy. My mom always tells me that when we would meet new people, I would always stick my head up the back of her shirt because I was so shy.
That's funny.
And I wouldn't want anyone to see me.
That's funny. So, our listening audience will know soon that that does not come through in this CD when you hear it. I mean, girl can chirp. You can sing. I mean, you got a great voice.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I have a big voice. I grew up singing, like, in churches, and my mom would call the church and say, my daughter can do special music. And so I would go there with my karaoke track and sing some soulful gospel song. And so I had a big voice for a little body.
So now let me ask you that. Just by you saying that, it sounds like you probably grew up in a Christian home. Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents are Seventh-day Adventists, and it's interesting because my dad is from Jordan, and Jordan, it's mostly Muslim, but his family was one of the oldest Christian families. So I'm really grateful for that Christian heritage on his side. And then my mom grew up Catholic, but now we're all non-denominational. We were Seventh-day Adventists for a long time until I got into my teens and I realized that I didn't want to have a denomination. I just wanted, if we all believed in Jesus and we all had those common facts, I didn't want to have to put myself in a denomination.
Hmm. Cool. Well, that went over well with your family?
Yeah, I think they saw that it didn't matter if I went to church on Sunday as long as I was really liking it and really getting something out of it and not just confined to one kind of church on one day. So, yeah, I think they were really receptive to it, and they go to church on, you know, whatever day now. So, yeah, it's been good. It was not like a division in the family.
Okay. Does your family still live in California?
Uh-huh. I'm actually in California now because I'm visiting them and I have some gigs here. So I came here and made it a family vacation.
Cool. Now, when you set up your gigs out there, do you have a manager from Nashville that works with you and for you to get that all set up? Or you kind of know some people?
I don't. I kind of just do it myself from people that I know and, you know, word of mouth. And that's how I get most of my gigs. So, yeah, just happens kind of naturally.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great thing. God has his hand on the deal, and that's an excellent deal. So this CD, actually, we're hearing a pre-release. It's set to release in September, right?
Yeah, September 22nd is the big day, and I've been waiting 2 years. So
yeah.
that's, you know, I'm ready for it to come out, and I'm just grateful that it's coming out. One of the songs on the album is called Can I Sing for You, Lord? And that's what I felt like I was asking God. And when it kept being delayed and delayed and delayed, I was feeling like a rejection from God, as if it's like, no, I can't sing for him. But now that it is finally being released and there's so much support behind it, I feel like it's God giving me the go ahead to keep doing music.
Yeah, that's great. You won't be setting up your own gigs anymore, I think, after this. It's a really, and I'm not trying to flatter you in any way. All glory to God. I mean, you have a great voice, and it's a great
yeah.
CD, and I think that everybody's going to really enjoy listening to it.
I hope so. Because I really wrote it from my heart, and it wasn't like I sat down and said, I need 13 songs for an album, and, you know, set me up with the best co-writers. It was like, these have been in my heart, part of me growing up and all the struggles that I faced, and journaling them and writing them and fighting for these songs. So they really mean a lot to me. And so I'm just grateful that people can hear them. And I think they can hear that it's really my honest heart just coming out, whether it's good or bad or questioning or loving God, and all that is just coming out in this music.
That's great. Now, when that CD does release, do you already kind of have a full lineup, you know, in September for that?
Are gigs around the release date? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, I got to guess that you probably go back to Nashville to make all that happen.
Oh yeah. I'm going to go back to Nashville, and my publicist actually set up some really cool, like morning shows and prime time spots and stuff. So I'm really excited about doing that whole promoting the album in September. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff for sure. You know, I don't know what it is about Nashville, but I would tell you 90% of the artists that I talk to are in Nashville.
Yeah, it's what? Like the Mecca. It seems like nobody came from there. They all transplant there because I guess that's where you want to be if you need to connect with different writers and producers and promoters. So, yeah, it's a melting pot, kind of.
Is it evident when you're hanging out in town? I mean, you're at a coffee shop, and it's, oh, there's Todd Agnew, and there's, you know, Jeremy Kim.
I've seen a few people that I'd recognize, right, even in secular music. But, I mean, I don't see too many people that I'd recognize, but they're definitely there. I always hear about this person and that person in town.
Right.
It's a small town, but it's a big city, but it feels like a small town where everyone knows everyone.
Sure.
So I like it. Yeah, I really like Nashville.
Yeah, it's a nice area for sure.
Mm-hmm,
we like
mm-hmm.
it there. So you're in California. You got some gigs coming up. Where, for our listeners that are listening in California, where can they go see you?
Oh, they can come see me at the Packing House in Redlands this tomorrow and on Sunday at 7. And then there's 3 Sunday services. And then I'm actually driving out to Tucson to go play at CG's next weekend. And that would be on that Saturday night. So
it's August 8th,
California,
right?
Yes, August on California, 8th. In California, if you're in Southern California, come out to Redlands Packing House. It's a Calvary Chapel, and the Pastor Ray is really awesome. So it'll be a good service.
Cool. That's excellent. Let's drive people to your website. And why don't you just tell us you'd rather people go through your MySpace, you said, right?
Yeah, I'm really active on my MySpace. I try to answer a lot of my messages and do blogs and update it. So that's myspace.com/LaraLandon, LaraLandon. And then also you can check out LaraLandon.net if you want.
Cool. Excellent. So are you already working on new music for another album?
Oh, yeah. I have a 5-song EP already recorded and ready to go. So there's always music coming. It's just a matter of when it will come out.
Right, exactly. Let this one drop and then bring it
yep.
on, right?
Keep doing more and more and more, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Do you play on the album as well? I mean, I know you said you play piano. Do you play the instruments at all on the album?
Well, I I usually play the piano, but for this album, I had one of the greatest, like, legends in piano playing as a producer, so I felt kind of intimidated to say, can I play instead of you? And he did a really good job. His name is Michael Amardian, and he played piano with Steely Dan and, like, Billy Joel and Rod Stewart, so I was like, okay, you can go ahead and take care of the piano on this one. So, yeah, he played the piano on this, but on future music, I'd really like to play the piano myself because I play it live, and I'd like to be able to be the one that actually creates the recordings.
Well, I'll tell you again, I love the album. I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. We'll listen to it, and we'll look forward to talking to you more in the future. And again, I just want to tell everybody, it's Laura Landon's CD, Beloved. And tell them again the MySpace so they can go get a copy for themselves.
MySpace.com/LauraLandon, LARALANDON.
Great. Laura, thanks for taking some time with us.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Today I'm feeling something exciting is about to break. What I've been wanting, my secret longing, is looking me in the face. Now I think I know this God I've heard about. For the first time I know what I've been missing.
Another featured artist show in the can. Thanks for joining us this week here on Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. If you missed the show or if you want to replay it, you can log on to our website, 1615.tv. Follow the radio trail all the way through to the featured artist page, and you can even subscribe to the podcast. You can get it on iTunes, download the show, listen to the artist interview, And on that show, you'll get one song out of the whole CD instead of the whole thing, because certainly we want you to go to their website and buy their music. We love supporting the artists that support us, so we'd love to drive you back towards their site so you can pick up a copy for yourselves. But every week, we feature great new music right here on 1615.tv. Join us Sundays at 5 o'clock for the Featured Artist Profile.